The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 139, Battle of the X's.
Three Rage Fighters at low altitude.
Not to worry. They are not in a tactical formation.
Their weapon pods are also closed.
This is simply a show of force.
You are correct. Nate messaged that Wi-Fi is very close. Wait until the fighters are clear.
We can do that.
Looks like the camp is manning battle stations.
Explain.
The four observation towers are now manned. Also, there is scaffolding all around the inside of the stockade. Soldiers are manning them now.
Gate is closing. Bridge is going up.
There is no use going down there now. Stay in position and keep me posted.
Will do, Major. They really don't seem to be in much of a hurry.
To them, those were friendlies that just flew over. They're probably confused more than anything else.
Something's happening. Everyone on the northwest wall is pointing. It looks like they're gesturing for someone to come up with them.
I would suspect it's their camp leader.
Wi-Fi just came around a bend in the road. I'm sure they can see his vehicle by now.
What about Lister? What's his current position?
He's close by. It won't be long before he arrives. I'm quite concerned about Simon's group. They are within a standard mile of Lister. There's a good chance they could be caught outside the gate after the sun sets.
There's land between the stockade and the fire trench.
Yes, if the trench is lit, they have a good chance of surviving the night.
There might be another way. Look at the north wall.
Ah, yes, I see it.
What do you see?
There appears to be an access door. There's a small beam across it. The brackets are mounted on the door, so that means it opens outward.
That would make sense. Not like those inward doors at the weighhouse we used last night. I'm sure they were issued the same standard survival gear we got. A machete could slip between the door and the jamb and lift that brace right off.
If the walls man the way they are, someone would see them do that.
The lieutenant is right. There's no way they could get in without being seen.
We need to see how this is going to play out. Who knows what will happen when both of their former leaders are in a standoff.
Assuming they can get in, I have an idea.
Go ahead.
Nate should have access to mapping minerals through that satellite.
What is he looking for?
Anything like magnesium, iron oxide, copper, lead, etc.
In other words, a powder magazine. These former soldiers appear to be using conventional weapons. If they are fighting the jungle beasts we fought last night, they would need a lot of ammo.
I can do that, but what good will this ammo do without the proper weapon? Are you hoping they have their arms room in the same building?
Not really. Joffre, look at the approach pass to the fort.
Ah, yes. Major, I believe I see what the lieutenant is getting at. There are a lot of small craters. I believe they have been using set charges.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
If the northern wall isn't clear when Wi-Fi and Lister are there, Joffre and I will go down to the gate and make a big scene just as Simon arrives.
SIS Officer Nelson. Well, well, if it isn't my old mentor, Detective Barnes. Or hold on, or is it Agent Barnes?
I think today it's both.
Well then, I'll be both too. What's going on?
Well, I'm working on my first case, and I could use your help.
You need to borrow my ladder?
No, it's got nothing to do with a cat. And hey, by the way, that joke's getting old.
And so is Hey Rookie.
Okay, then Vivian, I need your help.
You can call me Rookie.
My client's being followed and harassed by someone or some agency.
Go on.
They keep telling her that they know what she saw. So far, Kelly has found photos of her around the Annapolis Strip.
That's a monument. A lot of people take pictures there.
Ah, true, but so far, that's the only thing we can find in her social media that might draw attention to her. And the only people who might be interested in why she was at the Annapolis Strip
is the IDF, so I take it you want to know if someone has been pressing her.
Yes, the IDF is the only organization I can think of who would have questions like that. I'm going to email you a packet with everything I have on her.
Have you been to Pyramid yet?
No, I wanted to see if you had anything first. I want to keep this on the down low.
The down low?
I want a low profile on this. No sense of waving a red flag.
You know, sometimes I wish your people would speak plain English. When you learn your language, it's almost a waste of time. You use completely different one from you speak.
Well, whatever there, cowboy. Just let me know if you find anything.
I will do, Chief.
Hey, was that Chief Green?
No, that was Barnes. He was letting us know that he's all set up and already has a customer. And he was quick to point out that it didn't have anything to do with Cat.
Well, that's good. I just hope he can remain happy working as a gumshoe.
Do they say that because it's a sticky job?
What? You are kidding me, right?
Of course I am.
Was he asking for any help or just, you know, keeping in touch?
He's just checking in. He's got Kelly working on it already. Something about a woman being followed and receiving threatening calls. He didn't go into it in much detail.
I'm sure he'll call us back if he needs something.
So what's the latest on the replacement of Captain Richards?
I haven't heard anything. I know they're looking for a permanent replacement. The lieutenant is doing a fine job, so I don't think they're in a big hurry.
Yeah, just when you get someone broken in, they move. What are the chances of being promoted from within?
You mean bump the lieutenant up to captain?
It seems a lot easier than bringing in someone from a different precinct. Just makes sense.
Easy and makes sense. Well, that probably rules the LT out.
The new captain really needs to come from within the Baltimore PD. I wonder why Barnes never went for the job, or Kate for that matter.
Simply put, neither of them wanted the job. They're field agents. They wanted to be out there investigating and busting perps. Not stuck here pushing papers and playing politics. Hey, speaking of Kate, what's the latest?
From what I understand, both Kate and Horace are helping out Barnes and Kelly.
Really?
Kate is doing research while she convalesces, and Horace is retired, so he has time to help too. Of course, Kelly will be working for him full time.
Maybe then he should call it the Hawk Detective Agency.
So what do I do if he wants help from us?
As long as it doesn't violate any regs and doesn't take you away from anything we're working on, I see no problem.
Barnes worked here long enough. I'm sure he knows what we can and cannot do.
All right. Keep me informed. I'm on my way down to the evidence locker. I have to testify in a case tomorrow afternoon.
Good luck with that. All right, James, let's see what you need.
Those fighters were low and hot.
Those were Raid short-range fighters. They probably launched from Wi-Fi's cruiser.
We know from Nate's message that Wi-Fi is very close. It's safe to say that he wanted a show of force to announce his arrival.
It's gonna get crowded soon. What are we going to do?
I think we might hold short and proceed through the bush and observe.
You mean the bush that's full of beasts, ready to shred us into pieces?
I wouldn't worry too much about it. I was on that logjam for quite a while, and I heard nothing out of the ordinary.
I've got a text here from Nate. He's running a satellite chemical and mineral analysis of the camp. They're looking for elements belonging to gunpowder and other explosives.
I imagine the Major is trying to locate the magazine.
Why would he want to read at a time like this?
No, Sam. The magazine is where they store weapons and ammunition.
And explosives, like set charges.
That definition I don't remember. You know, I studied your language before our mission to St. Louis.
A mission where you failed miserably.
Oh, I don't know about that. I came out a decorated hero, and now I'm working for the IDF. So, what good is knowing where this magazine is?
There's about 100 of them, and counting Witt's crew, about 8 of us. Some extra firepower would be nice.
The problem is going to be getting in there unnoticed.
That's where our eyes in the sky will come in handy. But we can't wait for these cryptic texts from Nate. If we broadcast in the clear, Wi-Fi will pick us up.
Not necessarily. Nate does the same thing we do on the Ulysses. Sometimes you don't want the IDF to know what you're doing, so you overload the radio frequencies with meaningless chatter.
Maybe you should text him that info.
I don't think so. That's a trick he taught us. Wi-Fi will have too many broadcasts going at the same time. He won't have time to filter out everything to hear us.
Precisely. That means we can get real-time updates from him and Major Witt.
So, we really don't have a solid plan.
I think it's all going to depend on how these former Rage soldiers take to Wi-Fi showing up on their doorstep.
I suppose you're right. They'll either lock him out or take him in.
Let's hope they are receptive to him. Otherwise, we may find ourselves on the outside looking in.
Around here, that's not a good place to be at night.
No need to worry yourself. Nate is also monitoring with infrared. He'll let us know when the beasts begin to stir.
Hey, fellas. How's it going down there?
Well, speak of the devil. We are enjoying a leisurely cruise. How about you? Over.
Get this party started. I'm jamming Wi-Fi right now. Did you ever get a song stuck in your head? Well, Wi-Fi's got about 100 right now. Switch your transceiver to telephone.
Operating on telephone mode, how do you read me?
Loud and clear.
got me okay?
Yes. Is Wit or Jaffra monitoring?
No, I'm afraid that'd be too confusing. If I were to say, you have a creature on your left.
Where? I don't see him.
No, Sam, I said if. Anyway, you can see in a tactical situation it could get confusing. I have to set up 3 channels, one for each of you and one that includes both of you.
Sounds like a plan, Captain Nate. What is the progress of Wi-Fi?
Looks like he's within shouting distance. Keep advancing. Lister will most likely arrive several standard minutes behind him. When I pick him up departing the canoe, I'll let you know.
Well, I hope he lets us know more than that, like when a creature is getting too close.
I'm 100% with you on that.
I'm sure he will be monitoring us closely. Let's pick up the pace. The last thing we need is to be in the jungle after sunset.
Master, is there a problem?
Is there a problem? What does it look like, Bondu?
It looks like your head hurts, Master. Otherwise, you wouldn't be holding it and yelling.
Your statement of the obvious never ceases to amaze me. I'll tell you what's the matter. The Mercury was not destroyed.
How is this possible?
I don't know, but my head is about to explode from RF. I'm being jammed with every frequency on all bands. Loud, obtuse music. Only one person has ever done that to me before.
Nate. He and Rogers beguiled me with their female Jubatan, Sheena.
Yes, you do have a score to settle.
Can you turn off the signals, my master?
Yes, I am now. Ah, that is much better. This can only mean that we have IDF company. Wit was with the Mercury, so we must be vigilant.
If we see the one called Nate, he is mine to eviscerate.
Lord Zoka, we're being observed by camp sentries now. Shall I stop?
Drive slowly until they make some sort of gesture.
Yes, my lord.
I don't see any weapons, my lord.
I don't trust them.
I have directed our fighters to circle Tyrannus and be prepared to strike should we require their assistance.
They're gesturing us to turn south. This is good. The gate is on the south side, as is the bridge.
Good. Proceed. Before I had this overload of signals, the fighters reported that the area was clear.
They are lowering the bridge. This is good.
As I said, I'll go first and greet them. I deal with these ex-soldiers frequently.
Stop right there, my friend. What's your business here?
I'm bringing you a very important dignitary, Colonel Rada.
And how do you know me? Wait, you're the guard from the Southwest Mines. What dignitary did you bring to me?
Colonel, there are more in the truck. I make out 2 men and a Jubatan.
3 dignitaries, guardsmen?
Just one, but a very important one. The other 2 are his aid and his protection.
I take it the Jubatan is his protection.
Go back and tell them to advance and approach with both hands in the air, and whatever the Jubatan has for hands.
Yes, Colonel.
Well, what do you think they want, Colonel?
I have no idea. Sentries, if anyone draws their weapon, shoot them.
Sir, is that who I think it is?
No one bow. That's an order.
Then it is him.
Lord Zoka, Vice Commander of Rage, to what do we owe this honor?
Colonel Rada. My former 2nd Brigade Commander.
Your former commander?
As Supreme Commander of Rage, yes. My former Brigade Commander.
What of Lord Lister?
He grew weak. He surrendered at Galaza when the IDF raided our copper mine. I am now the Supreme Commander of Rage. Bow before me. I said bow.
Zokar, there are 2 important considerations here. 1, we can't be certain that Lister is no longer the Supreme Commander. And 2, even if he wasn't, we're no longer soldiers of Rage.
Insolence! Master has led you into many battles and has laden your pockets with many units. Before you now lies a great opportunity for riches and glory.
We've heard this speech before, Mondu. Look about you. Do you see a need for great wealth? We have all that we need. Those days of war and plunder are behind us.
There's more to it than the spoils of war. We formed Rage when the Empire formed. Instead of dividing the spoils of war, planets were reunited under the umbrella of the IDF. Many of our gains were lost. Good men died for nothing.
Yes, they did. And many of us saw no reason to continue. We sought refuge here in the Far West.
Refuge? Is that what you call it?
The IDF still seeks us out. They consider us war criminals for following you.
Your fighters did not impress us. I believe, given the chance, they would join us.
Trade a life of adventure and riches for a stick-built fort surrounded by beasts set on devouring you.
Join us, Sprague. You would feel right at home.
The west wall sentry is indicating another approaching right to door.
Allow them to approach? Well, Zokar, it seems we are expecting more guests.
And I think I know who they might be.
Well, well, Jim Barnes, what brings you to STIP headquarters?
Mr. Pillman, how goes things? I stopped by to get a little information on a case that I'm working on.
A case? What kind of case would involve the IDF?
Well, I'm not sure that it does. That's why I'm here. A young lady came to me and said she had been getting threatening phone calls. I can't find out who or why this is happening.
I still fail to see the connection.
Well, I left her a recorder and tapped her phone. She was able to record a call. Now, the caller disguised her voice and said that they knew what she saw and they would get back to her. After Kelly and Kate dug through her social media accounts, they found pictures of her taken around the Annapolis Strip. Now, I know it's a monument, and that's probably not too unusual. What is unusual is that there are no other pictures of Annapolis anywhere. You think with all the historic landmarks around there, there would be something else.
I see. So you're wondering if someone from our side thinks that she's discovered a Strip, and we have a Kelly situation on our hands again.
Exactly. So, have you heard anything?
Nothing. But I will keep an ear out for any chatter about such matters.
Who in the IDF would use such tactics? I mean, Kelly not only discovered the STIP, but she flew it right to here. The IDF did nothing like what's happening to my client.
I really can't think of anyone. This is still only a suspicion, right?
Yes. She's made no mention of seeing something out of the ordinary. In fact, she can't recall anything that she's seen that would cause this type of reaction.
Well, someone obviously thinks she did. It could very well be someone from organized crime and not us. Like I said, I'll keep an ear out for any chatter.
Thanks, I appreciate that. So it's been a while since we talked. What's going on?
I'm sure you remember that Lister escaped from Boldabar, and somehow everyone has ended up on Titan IV.
Yeah, you know, I heard Nate took the Mercury along with Wit and some Marines to track down Lister on Titan III, and then he escaped to Titan IV. Followed by Wi-Fi, then Wit followed by Simon. In the meantime, Nate is in a holding orbit over the planet.
That about sums it up. Nate's last communication was that all parties are headed east to an encampment of former Rage soldiers.
I'm glad I'm not in the middle of this mess. What are you going to do when all four converge on the camp? Gather around the campfire and sing Kumbaya?
I don't imagine that there will be a lot of singing going on.
No, I guess not. The bad thing about it is that it'll be a couple of days before word of what happened gets back to us.
Such is the nature of interstellar communications, even going through wormhole portals.
Still, I really wish I knew what was going on there.
Watchtower, same as before.
No, Colonel, don't hold your fire. Shoot them all.
Do our eyes deceive us, Zokar? Is that not your superior and Supreme Commander, Lord Lister?
He is the former Supreme Commander, replaced by me. He grew weak and indecisive.
And if it isn't Lenora, the lost child of Titan III. Who's the third?
I know her from the Titan III port. That's the captain of the cargo vessel Ulysses. Proceed, come and join us.
Bow before your lord and master, ruler of Rage.
That is all right, Lenora. It has been a long time. These former soldiers have been leading a life independent of Rage. Colonel Rada, it has been a long time.
As you have said, Lord Lister, the moon has cycled many times since we fought as members of Rage.
What is this? Sprague? How is it you are here, not guarding the Ulysses?
Yes, what have you done with my ship?
It is where I left it, Captain Tam.
And why did you leave it?
Let's just say I was made an offer I couldn't refuse. Lord Zokar can be very persuasive.
It is safe. Where is your pilot?
Gone.
She was careless, and a river dweller pulled her to the bottom. She never reappeared.
But as the captain, you can fly the Ulysses, correct?
Sure, I can fly it, if I want to.
Tam has no trouble flying her ship. But it is no concern of yours. Zokar, she will remain with me, as will all these soldiers. Zokar can only offer you pay for maybe 2 lunar cycles. But I can give you all the glory and riches you could ever desire.
Save your speech, Lister. As I told your former number 2, we have no need for riches. It only brought us sorrow and death. Here we have all we need.
All you need? All I see is a camp made of sticks and wooden huts. You're living in the middle of the jungle with river monsters on one side and surrounded on the rest by monstrous, flesh-eating creatures of the night.
Which brings up a problem for all of you. The sun will be setting soon. There is no way you will be able to return by canoe. And your group, Lord Zokar, would not survive at all in that small vehicle you have.
The Major is right. We will house all of you apart from each other with round-the-clock guards. In the morning, you will all depart from whence you came.
You must give us opportunity to present our case to your soldiers.
It pains me to say this, but I agree. I am confident that I will be leaving here with the foundation for a new army.
You insolent pup! You will be leaving here with only your tail between your legs.
Do not speak to the Supreme Commander like that.
Mondu, stand down. All of you, remain calm.
Stand down, everyone. Zokar, control your people or they will be sleeping outside the perimeter tonight.
There is no time for us to wait for your council to meet. I will have our ship here in the morning to transport you back to my battlecruiser. Riches and glory will be yours.
You will wait until morning, Zokar. Now submit, or I'll have you chained.
Chained? How dare you? I've hesitated to do this, but my fighters will now attack and kill you one by one, until you are the ones who submit. Fighters, attack!
As Wi-Fi unleashed the power of his fighters against the former Rage soldiers, will Witt and Simon's crew intervene? And will Barnes get a break in his first case? Find out the answers to these questions and more in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, The Convergence Resolution.